Well, here I am again. This is Mr. Candle. Now, you see that candle burning on the table right by your bedside there? Your mommy and daddy put that there so that I could come and visit you. You're really a wonderful person. You're just such a special little girl. And, you know, everybody loves you. Everybody thinks you're wonderful. And now I see your daddy came in, and he's sitting there in the chair next to you, and he's holding your hand, and you're waiting to hear this story. Well, I'm going to tell you a story about Susie. Susie's a very nice little girl, about your same age. And I was visiting with Susie just earlier today. And Susie came running up to me and just knelt down in front of the candle and said, "Mr. Candle, what happened to my mommy?" And I had to stop and think, you know, what happened to her mommy? So, with quick as a wink, I can be anywhere and everywhere, I checked it out. And her mommy had gone to the hospital, and she had an illness, and she died. And her father hadn't told her yet, because he hadn't come home yet. He had just come home now. And so her father said, "Well, sweetheart, mommy has gone away now." And the little girl said, "Why did mommy go away?" "Well, mommy was sick, and she went to the hospital, and the doctors did everything they could for her, but she died." "Mommy's dead? What does that mean, to be dead?" "Well, that means that mommy is now living with you in her heart and in your heart. But her body is put away because she's not using it anymore. But her heart is with you. Her love is with you. And she is always watching and sharing with you. Anytime you'd like to ask her, she's there to answer any question you want." "But why did mommy have to die?" "Well, that's a hard question to ask, except that your mommy came here to have a wonderful life on earth. And after she had you, she had the most wonderful child that could ever be on earth. And then this illness came along, and she went away." "But why did she go away? Mommy was always so full of health and so full of good stuff. Why did she die?" "Well, in all time, in all things, there's a time and a season. And people come and people go because there is a time to go. There is a time to be born and a time to die. Much as we don't like to think that sort of thing, and it doesn't have to be any particular time, but it is a time, and it was your mommy's time to go. Now, I miss her too, sweetheart," her father said. "I miss her very much. Now, you and I, we're going to have to be the family. Can you handle that?" "Yes, Daddy, yes." "Are you sure? You're kind of anxious about that." "Well, Mommy and I had a lot of talks, and Mommy said that she was sick, and she didn't know how things were going to work out. But Mommy said that I should always be there to do things for you, and to be a wonderful daughter, and to care for our house, and to care for our family, and to care for everything." "Well, that was nice of Mommy to say that to you. How long ago did Mommy say that?" "Oh, she's been saying that for the last 2 weeks." "Oh, well, that's pretty important then. She gave you lots of opportunity to know that she had a job for you to do. Now, let's make a little prayer right now, shall we? And let's say, Mommy, thank you for coming to our family. Thank you for being in our family that we could marry you and have you as our mommy. And now, Mommy, I let go and let you go into the wonderful new world that you're going into, the wonderful new life you're going into, the wonderful new experiences you're going into. And you know, Susie, Mr. Kendall said. That little girl, she missed her mommy very much, but she let her go, and she realized that her mommy is no longer with her, but she had her daddy, and she had her toys, and she had her house. She had everything that was very important, except for mommy, but that's one of those things. Now, your mommy is not with you any longer either. Just today, your daddy said goodbye to your mommy. But why couldn't I say goodbye? Why couldn't I say goodbye? I want to say goodbye. I want to say goodbye. You will. But daddy was at the hospital with mommy when she passed on. And daddy said goodbye for you and for him. And you weren't there because you were in school. You weren't there because you were where you were supposed to be. You were where mommy wanted you to be. But that's not nice. I wanted to be with mommy when she was ready to go away. I wanted to say goodbye too. Well, we'll say goodbye, but in a different way. Now, sweetheart, you know that mommy loves you very much, and mommy will always love you, and you'll always love mommy. So just realize now that we're going to have a different family, just the two of us, and we're going to do wonderful things together. And we're going to do everything in the memory of mommy, knowing that if she were with us, she'd have fun with us too. But we're going to let her go now and not worry about her and realize that she moved on to a great experience that we don't understand, but we love her. And if there's a heaven, and there probably is a heaven, she's sitting right in front row center talking to God, discussing philosophy, as you know your mommy does. And God's going to come up with all the answers that your mommy has wanted all of her life. So, now, time for you to slip under the covers. Open your arms and let your puppy jump in there and give him a big hug and a big snuggle, a big kiss, and say, I love you, Daddy. And then take your teddy bear in your other arm and say, Mommy, my teddy bear reminds me of you. Always warm and cuddly and wonderful. So, night-night, Mommy. Wherever you are, I love you. And then I said, oh, here comes the Sandman. He's got his pixie dust. Every little piece of sand that he drops is filled with wonderful dreams. Wonderful dreams that every little girl would like to have. So, close your eyes now. Get ready to go to sleep. Tomorrow's another day, and I'll be back to visit you then. This is Mr. Kendall saying, I love you. I love you. I love you.